They were very flexible on workforce matters, such as having a union, albeit a single union agreement, and they wanted to know local behaviours on a shop floor and how they could accommodate them. One funny little thing, they did ask, how would Northeast men be away from their families for maybe 2 or 3 months in Japan training? And after a little mumbling on our side, we came back, well, could you make it 6 months? Interestingly, when the factory opened and they had that lovely canteen with a mix of British food and Japanese food, and most of the workers preferred to have their bait in the cabins on the shop floor, very much as they would have done in other factories or their fathers would have done in the pits or whatever. So on that side of things, they very much look to fit into the local area. And they have the same shutdown weeks in July and August as the rest of industry does. Where they were very strict on, though, was everything to do with the development of the site. So they didn't compromise on construction quality or production quality, but were very much more flexible on the human side of things.